waiting for my loving parents to return from our favourite ice cream shop across the beach, I started to lose hope. The storm tricked us. It turned and headed for our beach house. Screaming in terror, I clutched my dog, who was called Scruff, and ran as quick as the wind and hid under my blankets on my bed. Unfortunately, Scruff barked at the tornado. The noise was terrible. Next to my house, a lady was terrified. Still clutching my dog under the blankets, the tornado smashed against our house. It tips upside down and as quick as a race car. The next terrible, terrifying, tragic morning, I woke up covered in blood. For a slight moment, I thought it was tomato ketchup because my dog loved it. Slowly, I touched it. I was definitely wrong. Sadly, it was blood. It was runny, sticky and gross. As fast as I could, I checked Scruff. Shockingly, he was fine. The gash was on my head. In pain, I tried to stitch it up. I wished a doctor could stitch it up like before. I had a flashback of my parents, like a TV being rewinded. Thankfully, a lady who was clutching her baby like I was clutching Scruff was a nurse. She helped me. I politely asked if she had seen my parents. Feeling sad, she replied, "No, I haven't. My husband is gone too." A super idea popped into my damaged head. I quickly replied, "Let's hunt together." She looked shocked. "Really? You're hungry?" "Of course," I rushed. As quick as the tornado blew, my designer coat jumped on me. We put my dog's coat on. Fear ran through my body. Before it got dark, we ran to find them, but another tornado came. The lady next door gathered special items from our wrecked, wounded house. Emotionally, she cried into our house. We eventually got my duvet for my bed. In shock, me, Scruff, Madalena, the girl next door, and her baby sat on the sofa. Terror, terror, terror. We were petrified. It hurt us like 3,000 miles per hour race car to us. How would you feel being crushed by a race car? The disaster strikes. Fiercely, the tornado picked us up. Like an elephant falling on the street, we fell out of the sky. Smash's swollen house sat silently. Behind our ruined house, a shop once existed. Shockingly, an elderly man who was homeless sprinted to the wreck shop. He stole a clump of food and drink. Next, he took his enormous duvet. Carefully, I positioned my designer jacket on my destroyed, disgusting, disjointed body. I ran as fast as I could. Eventually, I achieved my goal and got there. He cried in the duvet because he unfortunately fell. Rosy red blood came out of his head. I took him to Madalena, who was calming her crying baby so she could stitch up his head. Much better than me.